A Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kukuh Anyidahu, has confirmed that there is an emergency IPAC meeting today but fell short of what the agenda will be. Speaking to George Ankra, Mr. Anyidahu said the withdrawal of Dr. Carl Ahin from the EC steering committee is to protect the sanctity of the EC because Dr. Ahin is an executive member of the NDC. He, however, expressed concern about the impressions some pressure groups are creating about the committee.
There's an emergency IPAC meeting today, but we'll have to get there to know the agenda for the meeting. But indeed, there is a meeting today.
Kukuh, we've been hearing from these pressure groups, AFAG and Co., calling for a review of the committee that is supposed to monitor and organize the elections, that one Mr. Ahin, who is an executive of NDC, should be removed. What is the story about?
He is not a committee that is going to organize it. Why? We've run elections since 1992. We had no steering committee. But we ran elections, the results were declared. This committee, as far as the NDC is concerned, is not any committee that has extraordinary power. Nobody has the power. The power is in the hands of the people. The people have the mandate. They decide how and when or in which direction to send their mandate. So I don't see why there's so much fuss about this. But yes, as a responsible political party, when it came to the fore, we appealed to the National Service Secretariat to send an institutional nomination and withdraw that of Dr. Carl Ahin because he's an office holder in the NDC setup. And because our friends on the other side are looking for straws to clutch onto, they've been filibustering since last year. They started with a so-called Togolese register. They told us they were going to bring some from Burkina Faso, Niger, Mali, other countries. Up to now, no evidence has come from those countries. The one they brought from Togo was obviously false and fake and fabricated, clutching onto straws. So we decided that, look, yes, because we know Dr. Ahin and we know he's one of us, we appeal to the NSS, not because we control the NSS in what they do as an institution, but we appeal. And luckily, they listen to our appeal. They withdrew Dr. Ahin and they send somebody else there. So that's it.
Now, why are they then calling for a total review of that committee, which is not doing anything about the elections?
George, Akufo-Addo has made it very clear that if he doesn't have his way as far as 2018 election is concerned, hell will break loose. They are not hitting that agenda. So that's the agenda of the MPP. There's an election, you know, they don't have a message, they have not crafted any message, they have no alternative policy, they are finding it difficult to market their flag bearer, so they must clutch onto the cross and create the impression that the EC has already rigged the election in favor of one party or the other. Canada does not belong to the MPP. Canada belongs to all of us, and collectively, we shall protect the integrity and